Jeff, Deb, and Kevin on 95.5 WFMS.
So some friends of mine and I were at a winery not too long ago, and we were talking to somebody else that we'd run into. And so one friend looked at the other and said, "Hey, I'll be right back." And she left the room. And apparently she thought she had seen a little hanger, a little something in the nose of our friend.
A booger. Say it. It's a booger.
Okay, a booger.
All right.
I like hangers. Much
and,
nicer.
You know, well, since we had other people present that we didn't know as well, you didn't want to point it out. Hey, you got a booger. You know, it's uncomfortable.
Something's trying to get out.
No, okay. There's no sly way of saying that. So she went to the other room and she texted her. And I thought,
Wait.
That's what we live in such technology-based world now.
She texts the booger girl that there was a booger?
I don't think she wants to be known as booger girl. But yes, she went into the restroom. She said, I'll be right
back.
That's
brilliant.
I'm going to excuse myself to the ladies' room. Went to the ladies' room and text, because everybody still stands around with their phones in their hands.
That's
and she
brilliant.
Texts, you have a booger. Very clear. And when we found out about it later, I was dying laughing because who would have thought? Anymore, we just kind of, hey, you have a booger in your nose.
I'm checking right now and see there's an emoji for booger.
Don't think there is.
There should be.
You know
one.
What? There's a nose on the emojis. Maybe you could just send the nose.
Send the nose.
But she was very frank about it. You know, you have a booger.
But that requires a little more time. You got to get up and leave, and there's more people that are going to be noticing Batman coming out of the cave.
Well,
but you really technically wouldn't even have to leave. You could discreetly.
Oh, just sit right there and do it. Yeah.
Type.
Yeah, you could have. She left the room. But to be honest, that was better than when we have other people there that we don't know as well, and you don't want to embarrass her in front of those people. So. She thought that was the better, clever way to do it. I thought it was actually
brilliant.
Kind of brilliant.
I'd like to be in the other room watching that. What's this?
Oh, now, would you want to know? Would you want to be
yes.
told?
Because
she was a little annoyed.
Oh, no, I'd want
to
know.
You
oh,
really,
sure.
you text me to tell me I have a booger? I mean, mm-hmm. it was just kind of annoying.
Yeah, but you know, because when you do see it in the mirror, you're like, how long has this been here?
Well, that's exactly what I think mm-hmm. when I get home, my zipper's undone.
Right,
I'm like, how long was that the case and no one said anything?
Right, we need to get you a zipper emoji, too, I guess.
We'll go in and text you next time.
That's brilliant. Your friend was very smart.
She could have just sent hashtag booger and then it's done.
Oh my.
It's Jim, Deb, and Kevin on 95.5 WFMS.